I said before that Malcolm Turnbull seems to be pinning his hopes on a rescue, and he's got this week of reflection at the moment, a year on from taking the job from Tony Abbott, and because he's got no major policy wins under his belt, I think he's hoping that Scott Morrison can help out. ScoMo is hinting that he's close to convincing the Labor Party to pass his $6 billion in savings, but this comes as Malcolm Turnbull tries not to celebrate the one-year anniversary of becoming Prime Minister. He's not doing any major interviews to mark the event. And the one thing that might lift Malcolm Turnbull out of the mess at the moment is Scott Morrison pulling the rabbit out of the hat on the savings measures and getting the Labor Party across the line. He's holding talks with the opposition and the crossbench to try and make something happen, Scott Morrison. It'll be a miracle if he gets the package passed through Parliament, but Scott Morrison's a man of faith, so who knows? Now, this is a significant start if this gets passed, the $6 billion in savings, but we need to remember it's just that, a start. $6 billion in savings is a drop in the ocean compared to what we're spending and how big the debt is. $6 billion represents 1.3% of our annual spending. That's right, if Scott Morrison pulls off a miracle and gets the $6 billion in savings through Parliament, that only represents 1.3% of the $460 billion we spend every year. Talk about baby steps. Imagine if you're running out of money and you came up with a game plan to cut your spending by 1%. And I wonder how far off we are from fixing this thing. It might be a lot further than any of us care to admit. Firstly, because the average voter isn't too concerned about it. Most people don't stress about the debt because someone else will have to pay for it. Secondly, there's not a lot of ticker in Canberra to tackle the problem. And thirdly, the state of the Senate makes it near impossible. I can't see Malcolm Turnbull making big inroads into fixing the budget. I can't see Bill Shorten doing it. If he gets elected after what Labor did last time around, we may have to go through a couple of prime ministers before we find someone who's willing enough to make the tough decisions. And we might have to also wait for a prime minister to be elected at the right time, a time when the public's finally woken up to the situation we're in. But it could take a financial catastrophe, I suppose, before some people take it seriously.